This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I remember talking to a man when I ministered in Dallas, Texas, and I said, "You need Jesus Christ in your life." And here's what he said. It was an interesting response. He said, "I don't need Jesus dominating my life. I got enough problems." That's exactly what he said. "I don't need Jesus dominating my life. I've got enough problems." And I surprised him and maybe offended him with my answer. I said, "Jesus isn't into domination, he's into deliverance. And you need to be delivered. You need to be delivered." And whether he accepted or not, I'll never know. But that's what Jesus is into. He's into deliverance. He delivered this man. He delivered this man. And look at the last phrase out of 39. "So the man went away and told all over town how much Jesus had done for him." You need to tell somebody about what God's done for you, even if it's one person. Would you listen to that again? You need to tell somebody. I need to tell somebody. And that's what the essence of Christian witnessing is, simply saying, "This is what the Lord has done for me." It's like, you remember the blind man? He said, "All I know is I was blind, but now I can see." That's telling people what Jesus has done for you. I read an interesting article by a medical doctor recently saying that the most common ailments back then in the biblical times that Jesus had to deal with, do you have any idea what they were? The three, he said: blindness, lameness, and skin problems, leprosy, and other skin ailments. So those were the three most common things that Jesus would have seen. And it's funny, we deal with routinely what Jesus dealt with miraculously. There's a form of blindness that people get in countries around the world. It's not called glaucoma. It's called trachoma, with a T. And you know what cures it? Tetracycline, a simple drug that some of you have taken or used. And just eye drops of tetracycline keeps a person from going blind. And yet Jesus did it miraculously. He healed blind people. Blindness has a spiritual connotation. Some people can be blind to the sin in their own life. Don't raise your hand, but we all have. You know, we see sin in other people that we don't see in ourselves. Husbands will see in their wives a sin that they don't see in themselves, and a wife will see in her husband a sin that she doesn't see in herself. And we do that all the time. We'll see sin in our children or our parents, but we don't have it. So blindness is a spiritual problem, not just a physical problem. The second problem, he said, is lameness. And I was trying to think, what's the spiritual application of lameness? There's plenty. Lameness means you can't do anything. You're immobile. No forward motion because you're lame. And the Lord God Almighty wants you to move in forgiveness and move in love and move in compassion with other people. He wants you to move. Forward motion. Steps. That takes the hand of God to cure spiritual lameness. And the third one is the skin issue. I find that fascinating. Leprosy was made a person unclean. And there's stuff that happens in people's lives that makes them unclean that can only be dealt with by Jesus Christ. Not by any counselor, not by any psychologist. It's by the power of Jesus Christ that can take a man or woman and wash them clean spiritually. I really believe that with all my heart.
Well, my friend, is the Lord speaking to you about your needs in your life that are beyond physical? They're spiritual. Only the Lord can deliver you, ultimately. We tell you on our website to look at visual stories. They're growing in popularity. It's not only something you listen to, but something you watch. That's visual stories on our website, known as crosshope.org. One word, crosshope.org. God bless.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.